Okay, my name is Isamaro Castillo Sandino. I'm from Nicaragua. Nicaragua is a very beautiful country. It's known like the city of the lake and volcanoes. That's the most beautiful thing in Nicaragua because we have a lot of natures and it's a beautiful. We have a lot of volcanoes, we have a lot of beaches, a lot of, the weather is very warm. The other thing that I love for Nicaragua is the food. The food is really, really good. We have, its name is fritanga. It's not a specific food, it's about a different food. It's like a rice beans and plantains. One food is nacatamales. It's like tamales, like Mexican tamales, but it's corn, it has rice, pork. I think this is the most beautiful thing that for Nicaragua, for me, it's the food and the nature. Nicaragua is the biggest country of Central America. We have a lake, in this lake, we have a big island in the lake, and this big island, we have two volcanoes. We don't have another country that have this island with two volcanoes. It's a very impressive. It's a tropical country. We have a lot of beaches, beautiful beaches, and we have only two seasons, that is winter. And the winter is all days or Sundays. It's raining, only raining. Summer is from November to April. It's very hot. The life was so difficult now. Every day is more expensive. Every day more expensive. For that reason, people in Nicaragua prepare her food in her house. For example, in my house, my mom have some plantain trees and avocado trees and coconut tree, and he help from the fruit for not to spend money. I live from Nicaragua around 30 years, and then we decide to come here. Is sometimes for Nicaraguan people is something difficult to come here because you know you need to get a visa, then you need to go to ask for visa, then go to an interview, and in an interview you need to reflect some important things about your, if you have money, if you have house. Then in 2023, the US government, we have an opportunity for people to live in Nicaragua to come here. But you need to have a sponsor. I have a cousin here. He lived in the United States around 20 years. He's an American citizen. And I talked to her and I say, okay, I want to go to the United States because Nicaragua, the political situation is not good now. And also the economical situation is not good. More opportunities to work, more opportunity to earn money, more opportunity to have a good life. I tried to stay here because my country don't give me this opportunity, and this is something that I love from the state in the United States. I found very good persons, a very good friends, and it helped me in this process to stay here. You know, because it's not easy to live here in a new country. His friend helped me in this process, to adapt myself to live in the United States. It's so difficult. It's so tired sometimes, it's so sad sometimes, because sometimes I stay in my bed and I think in my life in Nicaragua. And I say, okay, if I stay in Nicaragua, we stay with my mom, with my nephew, with my dog. Stay here is maybe sometimes we stay alone. But my family, my friends to live in Nicaragua give me the support to stay here and say, okay, I have some dreams, I have some goals that I need to complete here. They help me to stay here. The only thing that I want to change is to give more opportunities to the immigrant persons to work, to live, to stay here.